Book 11, Canto 1, Section 9. The measure of that subtle music ceased. Down with a hurried swimming, floating lapse through unseen worlds and bottomless spaces, forced, sank like a star, the soul of Savitri. Amidst a laughter of unearthly lyres, she heard around her nameless voices cry, triumphing an innumerable sound. A choir of rushing winds to meet her came. She bore the burden of infinity and felt the stir of all ethereal space. Pursuing her in her fall, implacably sweet, a face was over her which seemed a youth's, symbol of all the beauty eyes see not, crowned as with peacock plumes of gorgeous hue, framing a sapphire whose heart-disturbing smile insatiably attracted to delight, voluptuous to the embraces of her soul, changed in its shape, yet rapturously the same, it grew a woman's dark and beautiful, like a mooned night with drifting star-gemmed clouds, a shadowy glory and a stormy depth, turbulent in will and terrible in love. Eyes in which nature's blind, ecstatic life sprang from some spirit's passionate content, missioned her to the whirling dance of earth. Amidst the headlong rapture of her fall, held like a bird in a child's satisfied hands, in an enamored grasp, her spirit strove, admitting no release till time should end, and as the fruit of the mysterious joy, she kept within her strong, embosoming soul like a flower hidden in the heart of spring. The soul of Satyavan, drawn down by her inextricably in that mighty lapse. Invisible heavens, in a thronging flight, soared past her as she fell. Then all the blind and near attraction of the earth compelled fearful rapidities of downward bliss. Lost in the giddy proneness of that speed, whirled, sinking, overcome, she disappeared like a leaf spinning from the tree of heaven in broad unconsciousness as in a pool. A hospitable softness drew her in into a wonder of miraculous depths. Above her closed a darkness of great wings, and she was buried in a mother's breast. Then from a timeless plane that watches time, a spirit gazed out upon destiny in its endless moment, saw the ages pass. All still was in a silence of the gods. The prophet moment covered limitless space and cast into the heart of hurrying time a diamond light of the eternal's peace, a crimson seed of God's felicity. A glance from the gaze fill of undying love. A wonderful face looked out with deathless eyes. A hand was seen drawing the golden bars that guard the imperishable secrecies. A key turned in a mystic lock of time. But where the silence of the gods had passed, a greater harmony from the stillness born, surprised with joy and sweetness, yearning hearts, an ecstasy and a laughter and a cry. A power leaned down, a happiness found its home. Over wide earth brooded the infinite bliss.